So I've got a new series of messages for Advent. I'm using the concept of While the World Slept. Today is December 4th of 2016. It's our first Sunday of Advent, and this one is the Candle of Hope. And one of the many scriptures is Matthew 12, 21. So I've never done Christmas series of messages, so we'll just learn together as we do it. To be really honest, I'm not exactly sure why I'm doing an Advent series right now, except 4 months ago when I was putting together message plans, I was sure that this was what I was supposed to do. And so we'll see what the Lord does as we try to be obedient. So then the next Sunday, 11th, is a candle of peace. And then the third Sunday will be the candle of joy. And then the fourth Sunday, which is actually Christmas, will be the candle of love. So my Advent series ended up with hope, peace, joy, and love. And it seemed like a pretty good Christmas wish list. And if we had them, would you think that'd make a good Christmas? I think those are good ideas for then. So Advent, I looked up. That's how you pronounce it. It's a noun. And it's an arrival of a notable person or thing or event. And as we look at the synonyms, sync them up with Jesus Christ. There's an arrival, which fits him pretty good. There's his appearance, which I always like the ones where he comes back after he's dead. There's an emergence. There's a materialization, which is maybe a better word for him just materializing out of thin air. We're celebrating his birth, a concept of the risen from the dead. An approaching and a coming. Those are all synonyms that you could use for Advent. The second definition it gave, it's the first season of the Christian church year, leading up to Christmas and including the four preceding Sundays. The more I figured it out, actually, we theoretically, to do it right, should have started last week, but I'm just doing December. And in Christian theology, it's the coming and the second coming of Christ. Many times, as I've been in the church a lot of my life, Christmas is all about his birth and the Bethlehem and the wise men and the shepherds and the star. But in Christian theology, it's as much, or in our lifetime, more his second coming than it is his first. And so that was new to me. Maybe that's news to you too, but that was a concept that the Founding Fathers put together. And as we go through the Advent series, I'm going to do some more information about those things. So we're in the season of Advent. Advent's a time when we get ready for the mystery of Christmas. Christmas is a celebration that Jesus becomes the light of the world. And we live in his light, and there's no darkness can ever cover up the light of Jesus. It was one of the ideas I wrote. Well, the stores and the shops try to get you to rush through Christmas. We in the church settle down to a time to get ready. We sing slowly. We pray slowly. We listen slowly. And as we went through the first couple Christmas songs, it's amazing how slow they are. And Marcia can do a lot of things with her tambourine in between beats. But ideally, the church has designed Christmas things to slow us down, knowing that the enemy wants you to speed up. And so we're going to try to slow a little bit. To mark the four slow weeks until Christmas, we light a candle in the Advent wreath. Notice the four candles for the 4 weeks, and we'll light one each week, slowly making it brighter and brighter and brighter. And when we have all the candles lit, it's Christmas. So Christmas is still a long time from now, I wrote on Monday. And so today, the first Sunday of Advent, we have one candle to light. So we'll start with the candle of hope. The candle of hope, here's my sermon outline. All that was just intro. The nation will put their hope in him. We hope this never happens. And number three, hold your head up with joy and hope. So in Matthew 12, 21, the Bible says, the nations will put their hope in him. And that's a quote from Isaiah 42, 1 through 4. So Isaiah is writing about the coming of the Messiah, the Christ, Jesus. So I put Isaiah in here, 42, 1 through 4. He is my servant. I take good care of him. I've chosen him. I'm pleased with him. I put my spirit in him, and he will make everything right among the nations. He will not shout or cry out, and he will not raise his voice in the streets. Some of my friends I ride motorcycles with give me a hard time because my bike's so quiet, and maybe this is why. I used to have a real loud, noisy thing when I was raising hell, and now that I kind of ride with Jesus, it should probably look more like him, quiet in the streets. He will not bend a bent twig. He will not put out a dimly lit flame, and he is faithful, make everything right. He will not grow weak or lose his hope. He will not give up until he makes everything right on earth, and they will put their hope in his law. So, the candle of hope. The nations will put their hope in him. Jesus is the hope and the only hope for the world. So I have a number of slides when I looked at hope and tried to figure out what is it. And could you find hope in Jesus? And does that really work for you? Does it work for you to put your hope in him? Is it easier to hope in Jesus for the big things or the little things? As I really tried to honestly evaluate it, I do better with the big stuff than the little stuff. Like blowing the whole world up, burning it up and making a new one, I'm comfortable, I'm good with that. It's going to happen. Heaven and hell, good with that. A lot of the big things I'm good with, but a lot of the little things I'm noticing as I really examine my life, I don't have as much hope in some of the little stuff, not the earth-shattering, world-shattering things, but the little things in life are more of the ones that I've tend to either lost hope or put hope in myself. So I want you to think about that too. I had one illustration. How many ever flown on an airplane? If you rode on a big jet and then rode on a little plane, which one did you have more peace? I've been on several trips where I flew across the country in a big jet and then landed and then got a crop duster and flew someplace else. And I was a lot more comfortable on the big jet when you could hardly see one end of it to the other than when you're sitting there watching the controls and all the numbers in front of you. And they tend to bounce around more. I don't know why, but it was the same way when I was in the military and I parachute out of a jet. Oh, that was a lot easier than out of a helicopter. Because in the jet, you can't see what you're doing until you jump out the door. But when you're sitting in the helicopter, your feet are hanging over the side, and you can see how far you are up there, you know? It's different. So as we look at our own lives and our hope, I want you to honestly look at big things and little things in your life. And which ones do you need to work on to put hope? In my life, it's the little stuff. The big stuff I'm pretty good with. Now, hope. What is hope? I always thought hope meant a wish. Like, I hope it snows for Sunday for our Christmas, you know? I hope it snows. But Advent is a hope. It's not a wish so, it's a no so. And by our hope in Jesus, we know that the world is surrounded by his light. It's been a number of years at a church when Delmas was my pastor, and Delmas uses the no so all the time rather than the hope so. And so this is kind of a Dalmas gig. But hope in the Advent is a no-so. We know he came. We know he was born. We know he will come back. There's no hope in that. There's absolute confidence that that's going to go down. And it's going to happen just the way he said it's going to happen. So Advent is not like a wish. It's a hope. One candle by itself doesn't like much, but a wise man said, hope is being able to see that there is light despite the darkness. And I deleted his name because I couldn't pronounce it right. But let's just look at that again. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all the darkness. Now, I don't know if your life is like my life, but I don't have any difficulty seeing the darkness in Christmas. There is dark things out there on the Christmas season. But the hope of this candle is the hope for us. And so the candle of hope isn't a perfect place to start our Advent. So I wrote a prayer, and I want you to pray it with me. It's an echo prayer. So what the echo prayer is, I say a line, you say a line. I say a line, you say a line. Got it? And you just repeat it after me. Here we go. Dear Lord, we light a candle of hope that everyone may see Jesus is the light of the world. Help us to live in your light, to live in your hope. Shine within our hearts today. Amen.